This religious mindset, these Christians or Christianity, I never like that word. They don't know the truth of Yah. That's the truth. It is Israel that are breaking the Torah of Yah. They are the Rasha. They're the wicked people. Elder was telling me he picks up this man at times to give him a ride, lives near us. And he had a message on that was being preached in his vehicle. He said for the last month, that's the only one he's listened to. And some of us, we don't hear no more than after today, Wednesday. And our ears are not in tune with the things of Yah. That's why we're ignorant. That's why we're dumb as hell. We're stupid. That's why we're so susceptible to hell. Because you cannot have the emunah of Yah without hearing. And how can you hear unless you have a man that Yah has raised? Not a woman, but a man that is a preacher. He must be a man. A woman. Man. You cannot have the power of his assurance without hearing. And what we're doing today is hearing our own corrupt minds and our own logic speak to us. And it is making powerless the word of Yah. And you continue in that path and you're weak. We're sickly. We're dying. There's no motivation for Yah. He doesn't excite you. The word of Yah doesn't revive you. You come in humdrum, you leave humdrum. You come in looking dead, you leave looking dead. The word of Yah doesn't excite your heart to revive you. You come in full of sin and you leave a twofold child of hell. That's where it is today. That is the truth. Don't back down. That is the truth. Micah said, when I sit in darkness, Yah will be a light. He will be the light. He will be a light. He will be not just some light, but a light. He will be the or to me. That is what he will be to us, Israel. Is that not what the word of Yah is? It is not the light. And the more you hear it, the more you understand it. Does it not cause that day that we are expecting and looking for to shine brighter and brighter each day? And the reason why by the time of his coming doesn't shine brighter unto us, because we're not hearing what Yah says. We're hearing a mind that is so desensitized to Yah. Cannot even touch the infirmities of Yahshua. The infirmities of Yahshua doesn't even trouble the mind. We're full of hell and ourselves and our own wickedness. I'm going to show you your sins. I'm going to cry loud. And I'm not sparing the one of us. Not one. This is going to be a terrifying thing when you wake up and find yourself when he said, depart from me, you worker of, listen now, iniquity. Ovand. Iniquity. Ovand. Ovand. You're without Torah discipline. That is what iniquity is, brothers and sisters. We will see the manifestation of an iniquitous, left heart, and men doing everything that is wicked. But what are they doing? They're fornicating and adulterating and lying and denying the Shabbat. He's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of Avond. I never even knew you. They're going to declare, haven't I done great works? Oh, the Benny Hins and these little whole houses on every corner. Oh, I know that's his name, but you're going to walk in your house and call your wife a name that is not hers? First thing is speculation. Wife going to walk in the house and call her husband Mand by some name that is not his? And she does it repeatedly. I can see one time slip, honey. Second time you get near trouble. Third time the fire's going to burn. Oh yes, the fire's going to burn. And the fourth time the axe is coming out. And the fifth time the hand is going to drive you out. Come on here, you hypocrites. Don't sit here like this on me. Show this without a bar. Hallelujah. So Yahweh shall be our light. His Torah is light. His word is light. But Pastor Robert, that's hard to digest. Can I move a little farther? Are we going down this road pretty simple? You know where your feet are. You have your girdling. You have your balance. You have your equilibrium. Can you see a little bit? Yeah. All right, let's proceed down the road a little bit, all right? He said that he is the direct way, right? So I'm simply walking down the road that is laid out. I'm walking down the road that is laid out in Torah, in the Dabar, the word of Yah. I'm not looking at the Kabbalah. I'm not looking at the Tomat. I'm looking and reading from the scroll of Torah. I'm not looking at the Hinduism or the ways of Hindu or Catholicism. I'm reading as I go down the road. When you go down the road on a trip, do you not read the signs? I know I do. Johnson City, 39 miles. Well, if I make that 39 miles, I'm that much closer. I got 300 to travel. That's over 10% of the way off. Malibu City, 100 miles away. Well, you settle down, and you know that's a long one right there. So you change your whole methodology of thinking because you're making it to Malibu City. So your whole thought, your whole physical anatomy, all of that change. You suppress things. You suppress the movement of your bodily functions because you want to make it there before you stop again. Are you all with me? Am I making sense? So that's what I'm walking down the road. And so even though my natural expression may want to rise up, no, let us go the course of the road. And eventually we will see his face. So I'm bringing us to the face of our Abba. Hallelujah. That's what I'm bringing us to. Now the prophet, the Nobi Nehemiah, he speaks chapter 9 and verse 12. I like the way he said it because he said it just like Moshe and the other Nobi. He says in Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 12, and the reason I use the variation of books to show you the witness. Let every word be established in the mouth of how many? Two or three witnesses. So here's a Nobi that speaks that wasn't with there with Moshe. Nehemiah says in chapter 9, verse 12, moreover, Yahweh, you let them in the night, you let them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and at night by the pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein that they should go. Are we in the night season? Are we in the night season? Has not Yahweh given us light to lead us in the direct of the way that we must go? And how did he lead them? By the instructions of his word. He told them where to go. His word was given unto his servant, the Nobi, Moshe. That's why Moshe said, among the brethren of Israel, Yahweh shall raise up a Nobi like me. And in everything he speak, you hear him. Why? Because his word that he speak, they're not his, but they are the Abba's. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So at night, he led them, even in their fearful state, by the light of his truth. Though hell enrage about us, we will not fear. And though the terror of death lay grips upon us, we will not fear. We're in the night season. We must have the lights. We must have the ur. We must have the light of the word. And the light of the word, it produces the life. The life of Yah brings this excellence of light in us. And without the life of Yahshua, the word of Yah in us, we have no light. It was the word that Yah gave unto that the prophecy or the blessings of the Esha of Yah poured out upon Levi or the Levi, the tribe of Levi, from the mouth of Yaakov, that you should bear, you should make sure that the Urim and the Tumim, that be in your bosom. The perfect word, the perfect Torah, the perfect light, the perfect truth. You can't judge imperfectly. It must be a perfect judgment. It can't be like Eli. He allowed his son Hophni and Phinehas to commit adultery with the daughters of Zion. What a damn wicked man. Man that take liberties with the daughters of Zion. He's a damn dog. He's not even a damn dog. These adulterous wicked men. sleep around. That's all they did. They're dogs. I said now they're vile, evil, sadistic, evil, wicked men. Hallelujah. They're wicked men. You know, that's one of the scriptures, is Josiah, that even scripture says that even it's in the pocket. It said that his works, and the scripture tells us, that his works were even greater than thy weeds. He walked in the perfect Torah of Yah. He walked, the king of Israel, he walked right before Yah. And so these dogs want to use thy weeds, so he sinned, and he paid a hellish price. He paid a damnable price. So you adulterous dogs, you're going to pay. These adulterous, wicked dogs, they're going to pay. Do you understand that? Man, you keep yourself in the love of Yeshua. Woman, love your husband, honor him. And man, love your wife. Hallelujah. We as the assembly, we make ourselves lovable. Ain't nothing like a sweet woman. You want her to be sweet. You hypocrites can't say that. Come on here, brothers. Don't know bodacious, bull-heart woman. Will be tender and sweet. It brings out my manlyhood. Hallelujah. You all are weak as duck's urine. Hallelujah. I'm right, Mom. I want to be sweet and tender. That's what Yah wants his assembly. He don't want you talking back. I want a woman talking back to me. Hallelujah. That enrages me when she talks back. I'd rather she be quiet. Truth, Yah. Don't answer me. Hallelujah. Because that would make me put my warring clothes on. You don't want that. Not that. It's amazing how Yah injects perfect words for Yisrael for us to hear. He deals with the wholeness of his people. Hallelujah. And so if you get a little funny, a little burn around your ears, you know you need to get it right. Get a little hot, you understand? No one trusts anyone today because they're full of thievery and lies. I meet a man today. I don't judge a man according to those that I've dealt with in the past. Hallelujah. That's not me. I don't do that. I see what's in the man eventually. We manifest. You know, there are those that will say, well, he is my pastor. He's a prophet. But when the prophet or the pastor speak, they won't hear that. I've had many men stand here and say that. Yet when the preacher begins to bear down, it's a different attitude. You all understand that? Hallelujah. I was telling Brother Patrick, we were working the other day. I said, you know, brother, there's not a preacher around that does things the way I do. Everywhere I go preach, I send the brothers. I don't care whether it was Virginia, I don't care if it was, that's right, Atlanta, whether it was Georgia. I send the brothers. I tell them, I'm going to send this brother. This one is coming. There's no preacher you all have met that have allowed the kinds of preachers to come in and speak here. Even out there when we were in Charlotte. Let's get back to the light. We need that light to shine, don't we? Shine on me light, oh Yeshua. Shine. Did you sing it like that, Mama? Shine on me, let the light from the heavens shine on me. Shine on me, Yahweh. Shine. Let Yahshua shine on me. Let the light of Hashem I am, shine on me. And Mama back there going through a trouble, she was saying, shine on me. The tears began to trickle down her husband's face. Shine, shine on me. Let the blessed light, Yeshua, shine on me, Yahweh. And the old brother, knowing his sins were heavy, he was bearing the brunt of those sins that he wanted to be delivered. He would cry, shine, shine on me, Yahweh. Oh, shine. Oh, shine on me, shine. Let the light, let Yahshua shine on me. I need the light from heaven to shine on me. And all of a sudden the whole place, oh, shine on me. There was no form to it. It didn't make no difference how you sound. Oh, shine, shine, shine on me away. Let the light from the heavens shine, shine on me away. And then you will see the rock of the earth begin to move mightily. You see, we need the light among us. That's why there's no life. Without the light, you have no life. I don't care how many seeds we plant. I was speaking to Brother Allen the other day. I said to him, I need to put a shade cloth over the plants because I want to start seeds on next week. He said, well, we bring them in here, set them here. I said, I understand that. It's not enough room for that. I said, my brother, would it not be easy if I just put the shade cloth up? Can I do that? And we can put more seeds out there. But it must have the light to shine. He said, you will get the evening sunshine from this way. I will use that what you said, my brother. He said, you'll get the morning light, and then you get shade during the noonday, and then in the evening you'll get light. But the whole thing was light. You got to have light. In order for the power of that thing that Yah has written, or the seed that he has put in Israel, that has lied dormant in that damnable, wicked, dark heart of ours, the light must shine. The light must penetrate the earth and shine through deep down in the inward parts. And that's why the power of the living Torah must shine. It must break up the fallow ground. Yeah. These weak men today, they're not breaking up nothing. They can't even handle a plow. It's amazing how the old granddaddy and forefathers, they get out there with that plow and they can plow 50 acres. Do you understand? You get up. Old beer bubble horse. Old broke hand shoes dusty. Hallelujah. He didn't take many breaks either. He had a job. Because he was here, it's getting late in the evening. He knew it was getting late. He couldn't wait. He didn't finish until the sun went down. Hallelujah. The sun is going down, brothers and sisters. I mean the sun of Shodik. The sun that shines upon Israel. He's going down. He's going down. You better wake up. You better hear the trumpet sound. You better hear the shofar of Yah blast. You better hear the words of Almighty Yahweh. We've heard enough trash. We've heard enough putrefied things that ought to make us sick. Now it's time for us to rise up in Yahshua and let the light shine from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. Sure, the prophet Nehemiah expressed unto us how Yah led Israel. But Jeremiah, he speaks with a prophetic voice here in Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. Yah says unto Jeremiah, as he speaks unto Israel, he says, is not my word like as a fire an ash? Is not the word of Yah like an ish? Is it not like a fire? Is it not like a fire? Yeah. Saith Yah. Now that's what Yah says. It is not like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. What does a fire bring forth? Light. His word is a consuming fire. There's nothing like the fire, the brightness of when that atomic bomb dropped in Hiroshima, Nagasaki, the fire, that mushroom, it lit up the heavens. And that's what the word of Yah does. It lights up the inward parts. It brings alive that living word, that life that is in us. In the Torah, we find the life of Yah because it reveals unto us His Hamashiach. The Torah reveals Yahshua. The Torah is the word of Yah, isn't it? Is that the Torah, the truth of Yah? Is that what Yahshua is, the truth? Sure is. He is the word of Yah. He is the word made flesh. He is the word of Yah that has the sensitivity, has the understanding of flesh. That's why we have no excuses. I would if I could, I would have done, but I did not. No. No excuse, brothers and sisters. That's why we must do the 100th thing.
Yah commanded Israel, all of my statutes, all of my ordinances forever. You keep them. And I believe that. Every last one of them, they're still true. But we must understand the perfection of those statutes. And men today are ignorant. They're almost like little kids. Someone says something, they take that and they run and tell someone else. It's almost like a kid get excited about something, hearing something that they have never heard before, and they think they got something. They've heard it from someone else. They take it to someone else. That's how boys do things. So wise man, he steps back and he gets quiet. He says, let me search the scrolls. You see, the Bereans did not dispute Kephar and the brothers when they spoke. They were excited. They were so excited about it. There were not many scrolls. After they heard what they said, they went to their places. They said, just be quiet. I know it's in the book. We've longed for that. And when they searched the scroll, they said, it's there. Just like he said it. Just like the Nobi Mikah. Just like Jeremiah is there. Just like David is there. We're not trying to disprove one. And this juvenile mind today is always trying to disprove. And so when you get something, the kid, it is almost like you watch the chickens. You throw something out there and one gets it and they all runs after it. Hallelujah. That's why he must give gifts unto this assembly. He looked for a man among a thousand, found only one. Who is that man? What is the man that dwells in me? His name is Yahshua. He is that Urim in me. Hallelujah. He's the Tomi in me. He's the light of Yah, the perfection of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of Yah is a strength unto Israel. I want you to understand this, brothers and sisters. That if Yahshua declared that he is the light, the word declares that, the renewed covenant. It must declare it in the beginning, the Bereshit of things. And if it's one that wrestle with the wickedness of their corruption when they turn against Yah, there's no one like Solomon as the wisdom of Yah begins to speak to this man that he realizes, teach me Yah, I don't want gifts. Or things. Teach me how to righteously order things by the Torah. That I will know how to bring right judgment and deliver the right things. And one of the most profound things he did in the beginning, the judgment was so pure, give me the sword. I will cut the baby in half. You take half, you take half. And the one that knew that she was Sadiq, she cried, give it to her. At least she could pass by and see a little boy and say, I know that's my boy. And one day, and his mind was so perfect and pure, he says, that's her baby. You're a liar. Get out, Jezebel, before I kill you. That's her baby. He was so pure in his judgment, his assessment. Right. The Torah was pure in his heart. Well, what happened? Well, he began to go after strange doctrine. He began to take on wives that he should not have. And we take on every kind of damn doctrine. Everyone speaks something. We take it upon and try to incorporate that in us and think we know something. You know nothing. And look what scripture says in Mishlei, Proverbs 6:23. Is this the truth? Proverbs 6:23. It says, for the mitzvah, the commandment of Yah is what? It is a lamp. And the Torah, what? The Torah is what? Yahshua says that in Yah was light, and Yahshua is the light of the world. And yet the Torah is what? Light. A reproof of instructions of the way of Hayyan, Chai, High. For the Torah, the truth, the Imat of Yah is life. Yahshua is the word made flesh, is he not? Is he not the Torah of Yah made flesh? So in him was the light. He is the Torah of light. In him was the Torah. He is the Torah. You cannot have salvation outside of the Torah or the living Torah. Yahshua did not come to bring a salvation that omitted the Torah. This damn trust that the world uses, they take
They take from the book of Romans, chapter 8, if you just confess your sin, you got to begin in chapter 1 and see who Yah was talking to. Just read. You got to begin in chapter 1, verse 1. Read to when you get to that, you'll understand what he was saying. This young brother calls me yesterday and he says, Pastor Robert, he says, I've read scripture twice, the entire book. I've studied, but I've read it from cover to cover twice. And I've read it the same way both times. He said, now as I read, he said, you know, is this my presumption? He said, what I see in the book that he tells me, that Yahshua was sent but to no one but the lost house of Israel. He says, that's so. I said, that's what the book says. Hallelujah. You see, out of the seed of Isaac, came Goyim, nations. And out of the seed of Ishmael came a nation. So Israel consists of the nations. I know that the people say the heathens of the Goyim, the heathens, but they consist of the nations. There was not just one little seed that came out of him. It came out of Ishmael because Yah blessed him as well. He blessed him, although he came out of the handmaiden. And all of those men that had more than one wife, you will see even Rebecca with Yosef and Abraham and Sarah, all of them. In the end, they would say that, and they were buried with their wife. Not wives, wife. You understand? We betrothed unto Yah and no one else. Polygamy is not a blessing to Yah. To have more than one wife, a man is a damn fool if he can handle that. I don't care what he says. If he can have more than one, he may strive on his lust, but he's a damn liar. You can't handle more than one wife. Yah's going to have only one. You can't handle that. That's why he gave Adam one from the beginning. One. The multiplicity of Yah doesn't come by some kind of way we think because of this natural phenomenon, the way it comes. It's his mouth that speaks multiplicity. He said, Abraham, you're going to be blessed. The nation shall be blessed of you. Out of your seed shall fill the earth as the stars above the Hashemayim. Because Yah said it. That's how the blessing of the multiplicity of the abundance come. Not because of the action of a man. It's because of Yah's action. Yeah. You don't want to fight me now, right? I feel it rolling, okay? Yeah. I got my war garments on. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I got my sword drawn. As one would say, I got my sword. I got my sword. I have my sword now. I do. Hallelujah. So the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yahweh, the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yah is the light. The Torah of Almighty Yahweh is light. His mishvah is the lamp. This is the lamp. The commands of Yah. Do you understand this? And from the commands come the written Torah that gives us how to the Shonah, how to worship, how to keep his Shabbat. That is what the Torah is. But the Mishvah is the lamp. Everything is within the lamp. That's what the oil or the blessing of the Torah flow from the Mishvah. The Mishvah, the commands, the Torah, the commands that Yah gave unto Moshe on the front was written the Mishvah. And on the back was written the Torah that he brought unto Israel when he came to deliver. He found them folks wicked as hell. Had built them their own God, and the terror of Yah, the vengeance of Yah, was poured out. Hallelujah. Will he come? Will he find Emunah? Will he come? Will he find an abundance of fruit? And what will he find? Lies and corruption? I'm not looking for unity with everyone. I'm looking for the Ikar of the oneness of the Ruach in Yahshua. You understand that? Two cannot walk together unless they agree. And if a man doesn't agree with me, I have no compunction. You go your way. I have no problem with that. You will not find me battling that man. Just don't bother me. You will have no problem with me. Period. You don't have to worry about me. Hallelujah. Well, he caught in Yahshua one. For the Torah is light. And the instructions of the Torah, or the reproof of the Torah, they are, you know, a reproof of instructions are the way of life. Did Yahshua say that he was the derek? He said the way of life? Well, so in the way of life, the Torah reproves you. We get mad as hell when we get reproved by the Torah, don't we? We get upset, don't we? We become vilified. But I don't see myself. No, you don't see yourself that way. That's how the Torah sees you. The Torah tells you how you are. Hallelujah. So the Torah tells us, reproof of instruction. If you are getting reproof of instruction, then you're in the way. You're in the derech. You're in the way. Yeshua said he's the derech, he's the way. He said he's the higher, the high, the life. So if you're not getting that, you're not in the way. These whorehouses dare to reprove someone. These whorehouses dare to reprove someone. These pagan churches dare to reprove someone. If men come to me and they believe that Yah sent them, if they think that they're not going to be reproved, they're fools. If they get out of line, I don't care who it is. I will show the brother their error. One that is wise will be quiet and just hear them out of Yah and say, I receive that preacher. I may not understand it, but by and by as I go, I'll understand. And the more they walk in Yeshua, the more they begin to understand. The more they become in light, and the light began to come on from that darkness of their rebelliousness, their fighting, their rejection, their resistance. And then the more they began to walk in Him, they began to understand better. Oh, that's so. Oh, He said, that's right. This is not a generation like that. That's why there are going to be few that even find it. Few. They are not many. Many going in the wide and the broad way. But the straight and the narrow way, and that is the Torah. You must come in at the Torah, and the Torah make you script yourself. For the mitzvah, they are the lamp. This is what hold that overflowing oil of the blessings of the Torah. They are confined within this. The first six, four, deal with loving Yah with everything. The latter six, loving your neighbor as yourself. Upon that hinges the whole Torah of Yah. And that has changed? Not one bit. Hallelujah. One of the most powerful demonic forces, and I say it, brothers and sisters, that has ever risen is this form of this religion that we call Christendom. And it has been the procurer of bewitching the minds of many. That's just a fact. You can't hardly find where the folks love Yah, where they want to keep His truth, walk in His Torah. They will tell you, oh, that was for, quote, the Jews, unquote. Lies. You tell me that the Torah was only for the tribe of Yehuda? He brought out the Hebrews. He did not bring out Yehuda. He did not just bring out the Jew. That's a false word. I say it again, the word Jew is false. There were Shemites. The word Jew, there's no J. How can it be a Jew? Well, that's anti-Semitic is what they say. And they make you defend that. I defend Torah. I'm set for defense of Torah. These folks get all crazy with this pagan symbol of the Israeli flag. And they're dying for Israel. And it is a false Zionist corrupt government there. That came forth out of Theodore Hursky. And these false anti-Yah, anti-Torah dogs raised up from hell. I don't care if no Jew likes that. If he's a Jew, he's going to hell. He must be begotten of Yah. He must be Israel. He brought out the Hebrews out of Mizraim. Hallelujah. There were 12 sons, not one. Hallelujah. He did not tell us to defend Israel. Where did He tell us that? We are set for defense of the message of Yah. Defend that. Please, please, brothers. Please, sisters. Show me one scripture and I'll defend Israel. He tells us, oh, that bless Jerusalem. We bless. That's why I pray, Yah, Shalom upon Jerusalem. And the spirit of that place over there, what we call Jerusalem, is not the spirit of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. 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 And that's the truth. The seed there is not the seed of Israel. Is there a seed of Israel? Well, sure it is. Just like it is here. Just like it is in Russia and China. Just like it is in Iran, in Iraq. That's why the enemy dropped them bombs over there indiscriminately. This enemy of America dropped the bombs over there indiscriminately. You got these fat hogs on radio, the Rush Limbaughs, O'Reillys. They go pick up a stick to knock a dog off. But they want to send your sons and daughters to the five hell. And if one says anything about this damn country, that you are a patriotic. And that fat hog in the White House, Mr. Cheney, 5 deferments. He didn't go to Nam. Mr. Bush, Mr. Prescott Bush's granddaddy, a powerful man in the Senate. That the boy didn't have to go to war. He became a National Guard. Dumb as 2 dumb shoes. Patriotic, and they got this frenzy of this dumb, ignorant-ass generation. Think what they are, unpatriotic. You speak against the sins, then you are unpatriotic. Does y'all speak against the sin of Israel? Is he unpatriotic with Israel? Not one bit. He is still going to choose Israel. He is still going to save all Israel. Hallelujah. So I don't care what they say. And so when they bomb those houses over there, those soldiers go and just kill indiscriminately. They're killing Israelites. Not all the Israelites there. When they drop the bombs down there in Palestine from Israel, they're killing Israelites. When they shoot the bomb from Palestine over to the land they call Israel, they're killing Hebrews. They're killing. Hallelujah. And Myanmar over there when the tsunami of this cyclone, there were Hebrews in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we pray for the city where we've been birthed that come from above. Shalom. Jerusalem. Jerusalem. The city of our Abba. Hallelujah. I can't wait till we get there. It won't be long. Hallelujah. So as we course this earth, we're going to be faithful warriors and soldiers unto you. We're going to be stewards over the little things that he can charge us with mighty and greater things. I'm going to close here in a minute because there's so much to this. And I've only read the scriptures on this page right here. I print my scriptures out so I can flow a little easy instead of turning. All right. I got thousands of sermons over there. Many I've never preached. Hallelujah. But that doesn't mean that I don't study the sermons. Hallelujah. So the Torah is the light and reproof of instructions of the Torah. That's what it does. It is the way. It is the way of life. And Yeshua says he is the way. He is the way. He is the Torah. And he is life. He is Haya. So in the Torah, you're going to find reproof of instructions. Brothers and sisters, you hear me? In light, that's what it does. It shows you your faults. And it shows you your imperfection. Doesn't it? You get one of those mirrors that blows things up. When you look in your face, you see the cradles. Hallelujah. You see the little bumps, your bump heads and all that, don't you? You see the black rings around your eyes. I know I do. You see the amplifying of the gray hairs. Well, they're getting all up there now. You see everything. And don't have much light, because the more light you have, the more you see. Right? See, that's what the Torah does. When you truly walk in the Torah, it shows you everything it is about you. Sure does, brothers and sisters. I'm glad of that. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be bewitched, brothers and my sisters. I want to make it. I don't want to preach unto you this way and I become a castaway. This is real to me. This is my life. I don't want to be a false brother. I don't want to be one that brings surmising among us. I don't want to be one that brings death among us. I don't want that. I want to be sincere. I want you all to see my faithfulness. I want you to see my dedication, my motivation. The word of Yah tells us, Yochanan, I want to revisit chapter 1 and verse 5 and read a few verses. Yochanan, 1st Yochanan 1 and 5. I'm sorry, 1st Yochanan, 1st John 1 and 5, the letter. Now this is what it says. And if this is the tzaddik, or the righteousness of Yeshua, in order for us to have communion with Yah, we must walk accordingly. Then there must be a witness in the Norbi, the Torah, that witnessed to this. It says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, And we declare unto you, Hebrew Israelites, we declare this message unto you that Yahweh is what?
Yes.
Now, did we not confer that?
Yes.
Did we not solidify that?
Yes.
That Yahweh is light. He is light. And in Him is just a tad of darkness.
No
darkness at all. Is that what it says?
Yes.
There's no darkness at all in Yahweh. Not one slither, one bit. That's why in the Tomi, in the Orim, there could be nothing. It had to be pure. When the priest, when the Levi put that on, he had to be right. This was the insignia of their strength that Yah was with them and that He visited them. And this is our sure visitation, all right? It says, then this is the message we have heard of Him, of Yah, and we declare to you that Yahweh is light, and in Him is no darkness. Listen now. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and we walk in darkness and total lustness, we lie. The man doesn't keep the Torah by the discipline of Yahshua, he's a liar. And we do not the what? Truth. Now what is truth? What is truth? Come on, brothers and sisters. That we declare in Tehillim 119, 142, for His Tzaddik is from everlasting to everlasting, and His Torah is the truth. It is the Emet. So He says, if a man says, if we say we have fellowship with Him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not walk, we do not have the Torah. We do not have the truth. That's what it's saying.
Yeah.
Period. But, I like that conjunction. But, if we walk in Yahshua, in the light, as He is the light, the Word of Yah is the light, the Torah of Yah is the light, as He is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the dam, the blood of Yahshua, HaMashiach, His Son, cleanse us from some sins. Was that not the purpose of the Torah? Was that not the purpose of the Kohen, the Hadol Kohen, once a year, to go beyond the veil and to offer up the offerings of Israel for the sin offering? Wasn't it so? That's what Yahshua is. And they have to do it according to Torah, right? So must Yahshua. He came according to Torah because He is Torah life. Without Him, you have no Torah life. You have rituals. You have debating. You have interpretation. Yahshua is life of Torah. He gives us the finality of Torah and what it expresses. You understand that? And I'm so glad. I'm glad He didn't leave it for me and you to dispute what Torah meant. I'm glad of that, because we would be in a mess if I was the dictator of the way that it goes. That's why that we that are led by the rock, the spirit of Yahweh, the sons of Yah, right? Were the words that Yahshua spoke, were they spirit, rock, and were they life? Were they His words or were they the words of Yah? They're the word of Yah. And I will show us that too, but I'm going to close in a minute, all right? Let me read this in my closing. And I'm going to pick up from this. I forget where I stopped, so Sister Roberts, you tell me the last scripture. It says here in Yeshaya, Isaiah 8:20. I want to close with this verse here. And I have one more message on this, and one more message that I'll complete this series. And then I want to begin on another one. It is called Because Iniquity Shall Abound, the Ahava of Many Shall Wax Cold. You must understand the depths of that. It is profoundly full of depth. And after that, there's a series I'm going to begin. It may take me 2 or 3 months. I will finish the course of this. See, I must refine the bread. You know, there are you that when one bakes bread, they have the ingredients so precise, they don't need no book or no paper. It's in them. They know it takes exactly the same pinch of salt. It must be. Anything more, it throws off the whole thing. So we're getting to the point whereby the recipe of the ingredients in the bread, it must be precise. And so I must get precise with the bread. I know I start on a series and don't finish with this. And then the latter one shall be the beast and the power of the kingdom of this beast that shall be and that is. And it is very profound. I was telling Brother Patrick, I remember last year beginning the research in scripture on that. And still haven't even preached it, but I'm going to begin that. And these things, they take a little time, so you all just bear with me, all right? You take what I teach you and go back and look at it. And see, does it bear witness to the truth of Yah? It says in Yeshaya chapter 8, Hallelujah. So Yochanan said, if they walk not in the light, then they have not the Torah or the truth of Yah. They are liars. Well, how can he speak that? Yeshua is the light because he is the living Torah. It says in Isaiah 8:20, it says, to the Torah and to the testimony. Yeshua is the testimony of the power of the Torah. If Pastor Roberts, David Roberts, any man, speak not according to this word, if I speak not according to the testimony of the Torah, it is because there is no light in them. There's no light in the man. And if I speak not according to the Torah and the testimony of Yeshua, it's because there is no light in me. You will only find light in the word and the Torah of Yah. And if any man speaks not according to the Torah, if he speaks not according to the testimony of Yeshua, there is no light in him. So if I do not speak according to the Torah or the testimony of HaMashiach, it's because I have not the light. And that light is the living power of the word of Yah. That it shines prominently in the lives of Israel. May he strengthen you. May the word of Yah cause you to rise and to shine with great delight. And may our fellowship truly be with the Abba and with his son Yeshua HaMashiach. Shalom Yisrael. May Yah barak you this day with the blessed assurance of Yeshua. We do bless all you that are listening, wherever you're listening from, you that are joining us today, and the many locales and the different places. We do barak you, our friends and our enemies as well, because they do listen. Hallelujah. We bless you for all of you, Elder Bynum, you that are, you and the family there in Atlanta. We barak you, my precious brother, my precious brother. Yahweh's congregation here say to you, Todah, for your hospitality, your kindness, your generosity, and your sincerity, because he's a sincere man. You understand? We from the small remnant here of Israel, we say, Todah, my brother, we barak you for your kindness, for your generosity, your support, for all that you have done. I don't say it much, but my brother, we love you here. Shalom. Shalom to you, Israel, in different parts of the United States. I talked with a very precious elder yesterday. His name is Elder Vines. He's there in Dover, Delaware. Very beautiful man, 70 years old. And his wife, 50-year anniversary. They'll be married in September. Very beautiful old man is Ruach. And very sweet and very pleasant. And as we talk, he said, I heard so much about you, Pastor Roberts. A very sweet man. I said to my wife, it's just you could sense the genuineness of this precious man. And that he has three congregations that's under him. And there are many congregations that he associates with. Beautiful brother. As a matter of fact, the elder May, he's going to be in Brooklyn today. His daughter, she's an attorney there in Delaware. She wrote me a letter this morning and said, may Yahweh bless your hands and the works that he is doing there. And he's such a very beautiful old man that I met. He says to me, say, Pastor Roberts, Elder, it is not whether I know you physically or have seen you. He said, it is just the anointing that, it is the Ruach of Yah, is the anointing that you know. Whether you see me or not, it is what you know. And I am excited. And I have this great sense that Yah is going to work mightily. They have 7 acres of land there. He said 40 years ago, Yah gave him this vision to do that. And he said when he found out about what we were doing here, it just overwhelmed him. And I said to the elder, he's an older man, I don't usually go visit preachers. I let them come here first. But this old man, I do want to see him. Because his Ruach is just genuine. And it's a pure thing about the delight in. I don't answer emails on the Shabbat, but I answer that one. To extend the hand of greetings from Yahweh's congregation to Elder Vicks and all of those, and those that are in Brooklyn and places in Baltimore, Maryland, and different places. We extend our hand of fellowship to them. So it's a very beautiful man. And Pastor Thomas there in Wilmington, he will be coming soon. He and I believe two families be coming to fellowship with us this month. He said he's going to be coming. And so I'm excited about what Yah is doing as the doors are opening to many brothers and those that are hearing and those that are writing. There was a sister that called. She has written me before. I hope Sister Roberts answer her. That sister, she's there. And just a very humble sister, just a beautiful sister. She called yesterday and I said to her, I'd rather talk with your husband. I'd like to talk with the husband or the wife. I don't like to talk with them separately because I know that women, you know how the emotions come. And you tie things in with emotions. Come on, daughters, it is I. All right. So we'll talk to your man after I talk to you. And then we will go from there. But the sister, in such a genuine and innocent spirit upon the sister, somewhat fearful, but she wants to do right. And when I find someone that the motive is pure, that's all that matters. Evangelist Hartfield will always say, Brother Roberts, you say this to me, and I've never forgotten it. That's why these fools today, they've never sat under men, a man, to understand the protocol of Yah. And so when they think they can rise up in their damn stupidity, he would teach me, I never rose up against a man, never. I never rose up against him. Have you all heard me say anything against him? You haven't heard me say anything against Pastor Brown, any of them? You haven't heard me get in the pulpit and say anything like that against those men? You haven't? No, you haven't. He went his way, that's fine by me. But I've never said anything against Evangelist Hartsfield. You that know me, never. You all haven't heard me denigrate him. Because there are many valuable things that I procured from him. But he would say, Brother Roberts, you look at me, Brother Roberts. That's how his voice is. Brother Roberts. He would say, make sure your motive is pure, your desire unto Yah, sincere and pure. That you is pure, son. Let there be no ulterior motive that you have that will get you gain. Let it be all for his honor. And I've never forgotten that. Many things that he taught me that I'm appreciative for what he laid a foundation in me, even though he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know what he was doing, but he laid something there that will not resist truth, that will not be a bewitched man. Deceived, yes, I have been deceived, but not bewitched. That I will not obey the Torah, the truth, when I hear it. So he laid something there. Do you know that when we began to keep the Shabbat back then, I've never taught on the Shabbat. What it consists of? I never taught that. Didn't know how to, but that's how. Come on, you have to wrestle with different things and the attitudes of the people. Well, you know, that was those that left because we did that. Well, you ask me, well, are we going to begin to keep the ship out? I say, yeah. We're going to do it. They need no more witness. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yeah, Barak, you that are listening, we do Barak. Come on, Brother Pat, get that key right this time. May Yah strengthen you all. I'm looking forward to the meeting we're having in Atlanta. We got the web page up. We're going to add a few little things to that. I want to begin to send that out and promote that. We're going to have a great and a wonderful time. Elder, it's about to happen or something. It's going to cost $12,000 when we go down there in November. It's going to cost that kind of money. I'm telling you. Hotel and the vans. It's going to cost gas. It's going to cost a lot of money. Gas in London is $9 a gallon. It's going to get higher, whether you believe it or not. Can you imagine someone that's making $6 an hour? They got to work 8 hours just to even half fill a car up with gas. One whole day. You can get crazy all you want to. But that's the reality. So in London, it costs $9 an hour sitting by. If a man makes $10 an hour, he got to work all day to put if he works 8 hours, he's only going to put 11 gallons of gas in his car. Or he better walk. Or get him a moped. Sure. You understand that? May they have all ingredients in, but when I get up here, Yah will stir the pot, all right? May Yah barak you all. Bless you all that are listening. Shalom, shalom. This is for you all. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, my brother. Come on, sing us. Sing our song. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to say this before we dismiss. We do want to greet Brother Michael, Sister Michael Law, and Brother Alex, our friend, their faithfulness. Over the years, they've been very kind, and their generous support has been beyond expression. So we bless you, Brother Michael, Sister Michael Law, Brother Alex. When they came, they gave me a beautiful watch, a Dakota. Of course, I was showing Elder Martin, and he looks at my drawer and said, "Give me one." I said, "Not that one. You can take this one, but not that one." But it's a beautiful watch that they gave me. It has warrior, shepherd, the mighty man of Yah. So we brought you our precious brother and sister, our friend, Brother Alex. Bless you all. And again, we told Yah for your kindness and your tremendous support for the works that others are able to sit and listen to this broadcast today. Torah, my brother. In all things, we brought you, Yah. Bless your people, I pray. Take us all home safely and sound. Watch over Israel and keep us pure. Bless your people scattered throughout the nations of the world. And give us all Shabbat today. Rest in this Shabbat, a Shabbaton, rejoicing in Yahshua. We delight in you this day. And all Israel cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.